this is Dr. Susan Kolb with Temple of Health Radio Show. And today we have Russell Altman with us, who agreed at the last minute to fill in. We had a cancellation late yesterday from our guest who was to be on the show. Hopefully he will reschedule. That is Dr. Benson with his book, 7 Minutes to Natural Pain Relief. Russell and I have been working together for some time with some very difficult diseases, and using some natural anti-infectious agents to deal with very difficult problems, specifically Morgellons disease and Lyme's disease and some other infections that are basically a mix of infections. And Russell is very familiar with Nutrisilver, which is a clustered silver, and we'll get into exactly what that is in a minute. Hello, Russell. How are you?
Good morning, Susan. How are you?
Good. You're calling from?
Reno, Nevada.
Nevada. That's right. That's right. So you're up a little earlier. So, would you like to introduce Nutrisilver and tell the listening audience what it is?
Sure, I'd be happy to. About 3.5 years ago, I accidentally discovered a connection between our product called Nutrisilver and Morgellons disease.
Mm-hmm.
And we found a woman who was just covered head to toe with lesions and fully suicidal and had been suffering, we discovered, for well over 10 years. And when we began to give her the Nutrisilver orally, within a week and a half to 2 weeks, all of her cognitive issues resolved. That
mm-hmm.
is, brain fog, chronic fatigue, irritability, mood swings, depression, and suicidal tendencies.
By the way, do you know why that is?
No.
'Cause I do.
Oh, you do? Well, I'd love to find out.
Well, it's real simple. Nutrisilver is particularly good. One of the first thing it does is kill off mold and yeast. And I know that because I took some, and I had some problems with candidiasis, and I had made the hole a little bit too big. And instead of just doing 10 drops, I think about 50 drops went in. And I decided to do it anyway, so I did it, and oh my goodness, I had a Herkimer reaction you wouldn't believe. Fortunately, I was asleep at the time, and I woke up, and you know, I was like, oh my goodness, because it was killing all of the yeast and mold in my body and releasing biotoxins. And of course, it was great, because the next day, when I was over the reaction, I was much better. But this is why we have to get the Nutrisilver into somebody slowly so as not to overwhelm the system with the biotoxins. But the biotoxins are very, very small molecules, and they're neurotoxins. So as such, they have effect on the brain. And I've noticed, I've been treating patients with candidiasis for years, and I've noticed that when they have really bad infections, most of them are clinically depressed, but it's not the kind of depression you treat with serotonin drugs or any other, you know, neurotransmitters other than what you really need to do is get rid of the yeast or the mold. And with mold, it's interesting because they get this anxiety that everybody thinks is psychiatric, but it's not psychiatric at all. It basically is physical because when we get the biotoxins detox from the body and kill the internal mold and yeast, their psychiatric issues go away. And I've had, like, professors from universities become very anxious. You know, people who are very, very left-brained and not emotional at all develop these symptoms when they have mold. So basically what happens is you were successful in getting the Nutrisilver in her slowly enough to kill the stuff off without, like, dumping all of the biotoxins at once into the system. Oh, by the way, if that happens, you are in the worst pain you can imagine. And what was funny with me is I woke up and I realized what I'd done. And so I said, well, this isn't good. So I went back to sleep, which was probably the smartest thing I could have done. Fortunately, I was able to. And then when I woke up in the morning, it was gone.
You know, it's interesting, Dr. Kolb, another MD, Dr. James Matthews, who himself has Morgellons, thought that he was completely cured of it.
Uh-huh.
And we sent him some Nutrisilver, and he's a 38-year-old, young, healthy man.
And he just had a baby.
Oh,
I got an email from him this morning.
Oh, wonderful.
A baby girl.
Wonderful.
Isn't that great?
That is terrific
news. Yeah, yeah.
Well, what he did was he figured he didn't have to concern himself at all with a Herxheimer reaction.
Right.
So he took, his initial dose was 200 drops.
Oh, well, that's bound to cause a problem.
Oh, yeah. He had a massive
Herxheimer
reaction.
Yeah.
And he told me that it was not only horribly painful, but that he laughed through most of it.
Yeah.
Because he couldn't believe it was happening.
I know.
He had no idea that Nutrisilver had that potency.
And James has emailed me, because I asked him how he got through Morgellons, because, of course, he's one of the few people who've been able to do that and record it, because he's a doctor. And he was telling me he would deliberately try to do Herxheimer reactions. Once Nutrisilver had no more effect, he went on to MMS and did the same thing. Because,
yeah.
As you know, we'll talk about this later, but Nutrisilver and MMS are different. They target different organisms.
Yeah, that's
and MMS is targeting the intracellular organisms, which many of the patients with Morgellons have pre-existing Lyme disease and other intracellular bacteria. But he came to realize that these Herxheimer reactions, although very, I guess they're called Herkimer reactions. I'm mispronouncing it. After the person who discovered them.
Yeah, Herxheimer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So basically, he felt that, he's pushing himself like many doctors do.
Yeah,
I mean,
we
have some time off, so we decide, okay, well, we're going to cure this, you know, no matter what, because we're not on duty right now. So
yeah, well, at least he's
experimenting. Yeah, if I'm on call, I can't do that. You know, I can't be in horrible pain and sewing somebody up.
Yeah, that's true.
So, but basically, I proved to myself that Nutrisilver hits probably first and foremost fungal elements. And Dr. Overman, do you know about Dr. Overman, the naturopath that did the early work on Morgellons?
A little bit, but not much.
Well, he is a very, I guess, spiritually astute individual, which is helpful when you have a new disease, because you need people who can kind of zero in on the energy of the disease.
Yeah.
And he felt that it was a saprophytic plant, which, of course, falls into the area of these fungus and mold and, you know, saprophytic,
sure,
meaning living off of us or other organisms, and plant meaning that it's closer to the plant than the bacterial kingdoms, and as the basis of it. I mean, he knew that there was bacteria involved and fungus involved and all these other things involved, but he felt that it was a saprophytic plant, and that would make a great deal of sense in terms of Nutrisilver's success in helping people.
Well, you know, and that's very true, Dr. Kolb. In 2007, we did quite a few, I might add, expensive tests at FDA-certified labs.
Mm-hmm.
And for those of you who are near your computer, you can look up Nutrisilver.com, and on the right-hand side it says, lab tests, and go down to antiseptic. It's the PDF.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at the test results now. Candida albicans, that's the ATC 14053, 7.85 billion cells,
uh-huh,
were killed at the rate of 99.99%.
Yeah, that's why you don't want to do a whole bunch of this at once. 60
minutes,
the first time.
In 60 minutes.
Yeah.
And the scientists that did these tests were absolutely amazed. The next one down is Staphylococcus aureus,
mm-hmm,
and many of you may be familiar with MRSA, which is, I guess, a mutated form of Staphylococcus aureus.
Mm-hmm.
And in 24 hours, we killed 5.7 billion cells of staph infection. So I'm not a scientist or a doctor like Susan Kolb is. All I know is that people take Nutrisilver and they get healed, but just to complete that story about Connie, the first person who took Nutrisilver,
mm-hmm,
from Morgellons, you know, most people that suffer more gallons, a lot of it is the mental portion of it, and they are so relieved to start feeling like themselves again.
Mm-hmm.
And within a week or so, Connie's suicide feelings were completely gone. Within 2 weeks, she felt completely like herself.
Right.
But here's the amazing thing, and I truly don't understand this. Within 3 weeks, hundreds and hundreds of lesions covering her body were completely
mm-hmm.
healed.
Mm-hmm.
And what was interesting, it seemed like when these lesions were healed, they left white marks on the skin as if the lesion had consumed the pigmentation in the skin.
Right.
And here it is 2.5 or 3 years later, and that pigmentation is just now barely beginning to return, but she is still covered head to toe with white marks on her body.
She should try Mona V.
Yeah, and she does. She takes
Mona V will help bring the pigment back.
Yeah. I think I mentioned that to you.
Some of my nurses, yeah.
Yeah, I think I mentioned that to you perhaps a year ago. She's actually a Mona V distributor now.
Okay, good. Well, some of these scars, though, are scars, and they're not going to turn back. You understand that. I'm looking at her pictures now, and it's just because these were very deep wounds that were seriously infected. So, you know, some of them will turn back, but some of them may not, just looking at what they are. You know, because I operate on patients with Morgellons, so I get to see what's beneath these lesions, which is pretty scary.
Yeah. Since your listeners, many of them have never heard of Nutrisilver, if you wouldn't mind, I'd like to give a brief history of it. About 13 or 14 years ago, there was a Nobel laureate who wanted to create a natural cure
mm-hmm.
for HIV.
Right.
And so he started working on this product, and he built a manufacturing plant adjacent to a silver mine outside of Mexico City.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently it was pretty cheap to do it there as opposed to in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
But in either case, he was 95% done building his manufacturing plant when he mysteriously died.
Really?
His plant went back to his estate, and my business partner purchased the plant and the silver mine about 12 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And because of the controversy around HIV, he decided to turn the attention of this product away from HIV
mm-hmm.
and into an entirely different area.
Mm-hmm.
So the new owner discovered the efficacy of Nutrisilver for waterborne pathogens.
Mm-hmm.
And being a humanitarian, he discovered that pathogenic water is the number one killer of humans in the world.
With diarrhea.
Yeah, followed closely by malaria, which
right.
is wonderfully treated by MMS.
Right, exactly. Anything intracellular, that's when you think
exactly.
of MMS.
And so,
the cell wall prevents things from getting in there otherwise.
So what he did was he invented a new kind, the Nobel laureate invented a new kind of clustered water.
Mm-hmm.
And, again, I'm not a scientist, so I'm repeating what I've heard. And they found a way back then to take real natural silver
mm-hmm.
from the silver mine as opposed
right.
to ionized silver and reduce it down into the low nano size range.
Right, so it would get inside cells.
Exactly. And so the way that they combine the two is still a trade secret.
Mm-hmm.
But he started selling and shipping this product all over Asia and
mm-hmm.
And now he's deeply penetrating Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And so this product is under a different name. But the long and the short of it is millions of people owe their lives to Nutrisilver, where it's been used to purify water in the worst
mm-hmm.
pathogenic areas of the world. For example, if you were in the absolute worst place in the world for water, you could take a liter of water and 2 drops of Nutrisilver,
mm-hmm.
put it in the water, and wait 30 minutes. And
mm-hmm.
when you drink the water, it's perfectly safe. It won't kill you, and it won't make you sick.
Right.
It's amazing.
We need to put some in the peanut butter.
Well, that's interesting because we kill salmonella and E. coli.
Oh, I'm sure
amazing.
You do.
Yeah, and those are on
or maybe the peanut butter plant so that it wouldn't,
or maybe we
wouldn't
just,
contaminate things.
Or maybe we should just have some words with the people who are responsible for
yeah,
it,
really,
like they did in
really.
China with the milk thing.
Yeah.
But anyway, if you recall, there was a cyclone that hit Myanmar.
Mm-hmm.
And the military junta there decided not to allow any outside aid, and unfortunately,
right.
many people died.
People died, yeah.
Yeah, the manufacturer was able to ship 250,000
mm-hmm.
bottles there.
Yeah.
And so we were hopeful that that saved quite a few mm-hmm. lives as well. But,
well, let's talk a little bit about how small the silver needs to be to affect viruses.
Yeah.
Because I think that's important. A lot of people think that colloidal silver necessarily will affect viruses, but you know, I've met with a lot of people who've explained this to me that it really isn't. You really have to get down to a smaller particle to affect a virus.
Yeah. Now that's very true. While we have not done any viral testing,
mm-hmm.
the internet is full of stories of how it works. I think that the tagline is 650 infectious diseases, including viruses, have been killed by
mm-hmm.
colloidal silver. The audience needs to understand that all colloidal silvers are not created equally.
Right.
And prior to the 70s, the manufacturing techniques were not available to make
mm-hmm.
colloidal silver in the nano range. And
mm-hmm.
so what happened prior to the 70s was the silver particles were large, and occasionally they got trapped under the skin, and when exposed to sunlight, they turned gray or a slight
mm-hmm.
tinge of blue, such as Paul Carriston, the blue man of fame.
Mm-hmm.
And that is called argyria, and there have been so few cases of it since the 70s because my viewpoint is you can't go into a health food store today and buy anybody's colloidal silver that isn't in the nano range.
Right. And also, that does require sun exposure.
Yes, it
does. Because it's like a photographic plate. So
yeah.
If,
yep.
unless you're out in the sun, I mean, more than just going to the car, I mean,
yeah.
sunbathing,
yeah.
that's not likely to happen, according to, you know, the people who had it happen.
I actually spoke with Paul Carriston, and
mm-hmm.
he's a pretty funny guy. He's incredibly healthy, but he's also very blue.
Right.
And he smeared it all over his hands and face and went in the backyard and laid out in the sun.
Exactly. And
you
that's
know,
what you don't do.
Yeah.
And you've got warnings on your product not to put it on the skin.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. And also, I tell people not to go out in the sun, even if they're taking large doses of it, like the sun bathe. There's
yeah.
just no reason to take that risk. You know, we don't know. I mean, we're recommending fairly large doses of this stuff in people who are incredibly infected. So
yeah.
If there's a chance, I mean, it seems to me that you just don't expose yourself to the sun. That's a choice you can make.
Yeah, well, that's kind of like going out in the backyard and rubbing your face with dog doo-doo and wondering why you're brown. I mean, it's just that stupid.
Yeah, yeah.
But
and also, he was drinking, he was making his own colloidal silver.
Yes, he was making it
incorrectly. And he was making a very, very, very high dose of it. So,
yes, and he was also using tap water, which is
right.
a big no-no.
You have to use distilled water, right,
yeah.
right. So
and,
there's a
and,
lot of things that, you
yeah.
know, he did to get that way that would be
yeah.
hard
and,
to do with NutriSilver.
It,
except
it,
maybe
it,
if you, you know, had your own tanning bed and just, you know, loaded yourself up and went in the tanning bed. It might turn you blue.
Well, and the other thing, too, is most of the argyria cases involve silver salts and silver chlorides, which
right.
are not used in colloidal silvers.
Right, right.
Let's talk a little bit about the color. You know, there are three kinds of colloidal silvers, if you
uh-huh.
will. And most of them are very clear in color because they contain
are.
Very, very little silver.
Right.
They're ionized
right.
silver particles from a wire that's been
uh-huh.
charged with AC or DC current.
Mm-hmm.
And they're typically anywhere from 5 to 15 to 20 parts per million.
Mm-hmm.
When you get into the area of true colloidal silver that's made with real silver particles, the color turns to a kind of a medium yellow or a dark yellow,
mm-hmm.
and that's typically the color that's refracted off of
right.
silver particles when light hits it.
Yep.
And so ours is a true colloidal silver. It's not
right.
ionized silver. And am I allowed to say the parts per million?
Yeah.
NutriSilver, according to the manufacturer, is 3,600 parts per million.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very potent.
And there's a thing on your website about the blue man with pictures.
Yeah, under safety and health. Yeah,
under safety and health. So, but, you know, essentially, I will say that I do recommend that if people are going to use Nutrisilver for any health condition, that they also take a probiotic.
Yeah.
Because some people, anyway, probably with, you know, more compromised gut flora, which many of the sick people have, the Nutrisilver does also take out gut bacteria.
Well, I believe it takes out some. I don't know about all of it, but I agree with you entirely. I do think that people who are taking Nutrisilver should use a probiotic. And to be honest, Dr. Kolb, we are seriously exploring right now the most efficacious probiotic that we can find to sell as an add-on with mm-hmm. the Nutrisilver. And at some point, Dr. Kolb, I think you and I need to sit down and figure out how do we introduce it, because we don't want to, I don't think we want to be taking them both at the same time where one is killing
it. Oh, no, you wouldn't take them at the same time.
Yeah, so we need to work out another treatment protocol. But coming back to your point about the Herxheimer, what Dr. Kolb and I have done have created a way of ramping up slowly so that you're paying attention. You know, you start at 30 drops three times a day, and if you don't feel like you're getting a Herxheimer, which is kind of related to the flu, if you will, then you go to 40 drops, then 50 drops, and then 60 drops, and you're really paying attention. When we ship the product to our customers, we include a brochure with Dr. Kolb's Nutrisilver treatment protocol, and we say it in very clear terms at the top. It says it is critical that you follow this treatment protocol exactly.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes I start them off even less.
Yeah, well, we do too. Yeah,
I'll start off at 30 drops a day and work up to three times a day because I don't, you know.
Right. Yeah. We looked at quite a few silver studies. One that comes to mind was done by, no relationship, another gentleman by the name of Altman. And he took large doses of colloidal silver and measured the exit of that silver from his body. And he concluded that about 96 or 97% of the silver he ingested was out of his body in 24 hours. And over the course of 36, his observation was that 100% was out. And so with our customers, what we ask them to do is take it first thing in the morning and last thing before bed and just in the middle of the day, so you can spread it out as far as you can and keep a level of silver within your body. Now, I really want to emphasize to the listeners that it's our viewpoint that Nutrisilver is not a cure for Morgellons. And again, I'm a distributor.
And neither are antibiotics.
No, I think antibiotics is going the opposite direction. But what happens for many of our customers is when they cease taking Nutrisilver, they'll report back that in 2 or 3 weeks that many of the symptoms begin to return. So there isn't a night that I go to bed that I don't pray that somebody's going to come up with an absolute cure for it.
Well, the people who have been cured of this have some other factors that are more that are very, very interesting. And I think one of the very important things to understand is that there are things in the mind-body realm that can help with this disease.
Yeah, I believe that. I'm also a very spiritual person. You know, Dr. Kolb, I'm sitting here looking outside the window. I got up early this morning, and it was a perfectly clear morning, and now there's checkerboards all over the sky from chemtrails. And as I look at my lawn and my plants, I can see white fibers. My dogs actually pointed them out to me when they went outside. They're white fibers, clusters of white fibers on the plants and on the lawn. I believe we're being sprayed. Now, oftentimes, Morgellons victims will call and want to enter into a discussion about who's doing this, why they're doing it, you know, and all these conspiracy theories. And you know, my interest is really just getting people healed. I don't know if it comes from chemtrails or agrobacterium.
Dr. Staninger, the environmental toxicologist who's been on the show before, has studied the chemtrails. And so I'd refer people to her website
for the information. Dr. Gwen Scott and Cliff Cornicom and you know, there's a lot of people who have been studying chemtrails.
Right.
And most of them are pretty convinced.
Yeah. I'm inside most of the time, so I don't really, I actually have not experienced what you're experiencing there. I haven't really seen that. I think it's because I don't go outside very much.
Yeah. Well, there are days, Dr. Kolb, that we just absolutely get hammered. I mean, we'll start off with a beautiful
I've heard that in from some of my patients, too, that live in that part of the country.
Oh, yeah.
I don't, you know, I know that, you know, people report stuff here, too, but I just don't, I just haven't experienced it. But
what generally happens here is that within 3 or 4 hours after the planes have left, the trails from that are left over from the aircraft widen and expand, and you know, within 4 or 5 hours, we have an overcast day. It's not clouds, but it's overcast. I don't know who's behind it or why they're doing it or, you know.
Well, everybody denies it exists at higher levels. So.
Oh, yes.
You know, that's all I know. I have relatives who are scientists, and they deny it as well.
You know,
but anyway, you know, they don't believe it. I mean, I know, you know, they don't believe it exists. So there's a big gap between what people observe and what the scientists are saying. So
yeah, very much.
I don't know either because I'm not a high altitude physiologist or scientist.
Well, I actually am a pilot, so I know a little bit about aviation, and I know that if a jet aircraft is flying through the air normally, what comes out is water vapor, and it dissipates pretty quickly. Yeah. It doesn't hang around. It doesn't spread. And it certainly doesn't change the color of the sky from blue to gray.
Yeah.
I think it's interesting to note, too, Dr. Kolb, that Morgellons is not just a phenomenon here in the U.S. I'd say that 35% of our shipments are international. And it's pretty easy to demonstrate that. If the listeners were to go to a website called morgellonshope.com, and then click on community, and then just underneath that it says Morgellons map. And what they've done there is they've taken the internet protocol address of the people that come to that website to explore Morgellons, and they paint it on a Google map of the planet. And if you go to that location, what you'll see is that the east coast of the United States all the way down to the tip of Florida, the Texas coast, the California coast, Canada, most of Europe, South Africa, many places in Japan and China, New Zealand, Australia, are also experiencing Morgellons.
Yeah, it's definitely worldwide.
Yeah.
The interesting thing that I find, and, you know, if the listeners are listening to this, the thing they need to understand is how important it is to keep a healthy immune system.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Because all of the patients that I have come in contact with have had pre-existing immune deficiencies.
Right.
And so the categories, just so you know, and the listeners know, that are prominent are chemotherapy, of course, silicone immune deficiency, which is chemically based.
Yeah.
Lyme's disease, which is probably very prevalent.
Yeah.
Antibiotic use, that's one. Massive antibiotic use for infections that then probably allow mold and yeast overgrowth in the body. And then sick building syndrome, where you live in an environment with mold and breathe in the biotoxin that then, it's not that you have mold in your body necessarily, but you have the biotoxin in your body.
So the
most important thing that the people who don't have Morgellons need to know is that you need to keep a healthy immune system and how to do that.
And I couldn't agree with you more, Dr. Kolb.
Because once you get the disease, it's like getting cancer. It's not a real easy disease to get rid of, evidently.
That's right. We tell all of our customers in the brochure that they've got to do everything in their power to boost their immune system.
We
ask them to eat healthy foods. We want you to eat foods that are alive, like fruits and vegetables and
non-GMO foods.
Non-processed foods.
No lunch meat.
If it's in a can, a wrapper, a box, don't eat it. You know, you want to put live foods as opposed to dead foods into your body to boost your immune system.
Right.
And what a lot of people don't know, and I certainly didn't know before I got involved, is that 80% of our immune system is the gut flora that we have.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's destroyed by heavy use of antibiotics, mm-hmm. well, here you are sick, and you take an antibiotic, and now you've destroyed your immune system. We've had some pretty good success with people with long-term Lyme's disease.
Mm-hmm.
The problem there is if they've had it 10 years, most of them have been on antibiotics for years, and so
mm-hmm.
they virtually have no immune system. And I remember the first time we used Nutrisilver on a Lyme's patient, a gentleman up in Canada, he had it so bad his children had to open his eyes for him in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
He hurt so bad he couldn't even wear clothes. Mm-hmm. And so we had him on significant doses of Nutrisilver for 60 days, and absolutely nothing happened. We were very discouraged and, you know, almost gave up.
Mm-hmm.
But I encouraged him to do it for another 30 days, and by the 90th day, about 40% of his symptoms had abated.
Mm-hmm.
And he was able to get up and dress himself and go outside and do things he hadn't done for years.
Mm-hmm.
So, unfortunately, with Lyme's disease, if it's not symptomatic when you first contract it, it goes unnoticed and untreated.
Mm-hmm.
And then the symptoms show up a few years later, and by then it's pretty much enveloped the body, and it's really hard to eradicate.
Right. Well, I think that the rash of intracellular infections we have now, which is not just spirochetes, but also mycoplasma and other, there's a number of other ones that seem to be more prevalent, are able to take hold because we have immune deficiencies. I think the immune deficiency may come first. I mean,
yeah,
we were all bitten by ticks at one time or another. I mean, you know, when I was young, I had ticks,
sure.
And I don't have Lyme's disease. So, you know, what changed so that the patient population of Lyme's is increasing very rapidly?
Yeah, and it's a global thing too.
Right. So I think part of it is our lifestyle, our immune surveillance being down, and these infections taking hold. Just like if you, it's kind of like if you have unhealthy, old stale bread and you leave it out in a moist environment, it's going to get fungus in it. You know,
yeah, absolutely.
But if you have, you know, healthier things,
you know,
it doesn't grow mold.
About 2.5, well, I guess now it's 3 years ago, I went and met with Dr. Staninger.
Mm-hmm.
And way back then, I asked her how quickly is Morgellons spreading, and she said very conservatively, in the U.S. alone, there's at least 10,000 new patients every day.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's true, but I do know that more and more people are buying Nutrisilver and getting healed. And that's not with doing any advertisements. That's just word of mouth. People who are infected, who tell their friends who are infected, and it's just, I can't tell you how grateful I am personally to be in a position to help people to eliminate their suffering. And I know that Morgellons victims suffer horribly. I mean, it's just so debilitating. But the psychological aspects of it, they go to their doctors who they trust and believe in, and they're told that they're delusional, that they have
mm-hmm.
delusions of parasitosis. And these are people who've never had any mental conditions in the past.
Right.
And I agree with you entirely. It's biological, and it's reversible. And generally, within 2 weeks of using Nutrisilver, people call me and they go, "Well, this is amazing. I'm myself again. I'm not sleeping all day. I don't feel
mm-hmm.
depressed, and I feel like myself." So, that's the good part of it for us here. We just really enjoy being of service and helping folks to get their lives back. I have referred several hundred callers to you because they believe very deeply in. Talking with someone in the medical profession that understands and doesn't make fun of them and turn them away and
mm-hmm.
throw them out of their offices, I've heard many times. I've even had customers who have been involuntarily incarcerated, as they used to do with HIV patients 25 or 30
yeah.
years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the CDC recognized Morgellons, I guess, in, what, 06, is that right, or 07?
Well, they recognized it as a syndrome, but what I have seen in the past week is they have now not the CDC, the NIH.
Yeah, the NIH just recognized it.
They just recognized it as a bona fide disease,
mm-hmm.
which I think is a very important first step.
Right.
But,
well, I don't know. Yeah, it's just beyond me how anybody who calls himself a physician can look at these patients and not realize they're ill. I mean, you can see the fibers, you can see the wounds, if you're a surgeon, you can actually explore them a little bit deeper.
Sure.
And the tissue is extremely abnormal with extremely abnormal pathology.
Yeah.
It feels like you're cutting through plastic because you are.
Yes.
And, you know, it's important for people to understand too, this is not just an infection. This is an infected foreign body.
Yeah.
The Dr. Staninger looked at the fibers and found they were silicone and high-density polyethylene.
Yeah.
And the silicone part is how I got involved, because I had all these patients filled with silicone throughout their body, and when they were eating lunch meat, which was sprayed with the high-density polyethylene,
yeah.
Around a viral phage to prevent listeria infections, that's when they got this disease.
Oh, yeah. I have a
gentleman. My patients are different, though, because they didn't have the biting. There's
yeah.
a biting thing, a little tiny white insect that bites people that gives them the disease. So there's something in that insect's mouth that is an infectious agent. And
I
what they should do is get
that. I have
that.
Quite a few customers that call up and they talk about little insects that leave their bodies.
Yeah, but there's something that bites them first when they get
yes.
it. I mean, in many cases.
And you
not
know,
in every case, but I want to know what's inside that insect's mouth. Because
I
think that's where the
people,
money is.
I've noticed, Dr. Cole, that people that get bitten generally become symptomatic much quicker
yeah.
than those who...
Very quick.
Very quick.
Quick.
Now, I have a gentleman here in Reno that I've known for many, many years, and
uh-huh.
he called me out of the blue, and he says, I've got more gallons. So I went over to see him, and from below his left knee, all the way down, it appeared as though his entire leg and foot were encased in plastic.
Right.
I mean, I've never seen anything quite like it.
Well, you know, our theories are that we're all exposed to these fibers. I mean,
yeah.
with we have fibers
yeah.
Just because they're in the environment. They've been found in the water heaters. The scientists have found them there. They've been so they're probably in the water supply. I think.
Yeah.
I think they're anywhere that I think they're in the food.
Yeah.
But the fibers alone don't give you more gallons. It's when they get infected that you get more gallons.
Yeah.
That's my theory. And I think that they can get infected or contaminated with just mold or yeast. And not lead to full-blown more gallons, but lead to itching, because many of the patients say they have itching for years before they ever develop the disease.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. When people take Nutrisilver, we can pretty much predict when the cognitive issues will be resolved and when the lesion issue is resolved. What we can't predict is when the biting and scratching sensation
Well, that's because there's an infective agent that's introduced with the biting. I mean, I'm pretty sure. And that... I suspect it's the agrobacterium that what they find in everybody.
Okay.
Because, you know, the little insects are going to live in the soil. We think the soil is contaminated with agrobacterium.
Yeah.
And I think the agrobacterium, if they look at that, they'll find a genetically modified organism that is capable of doing things that at least Dr. Staninger believes were not possible before, you know, 20 years ago. So when they were developed in the 1980s. So, you know, probably we're looking at a new biology. The vector, and at least in many cases, is a small insect.
Yeah.
And there may be other vectors, though, because there are other stories that occur.
Many, many doctors will tell patients that they don't have parasites. I very, very strongly disagree. And the reason I do is that there are many, many cases, Dr. Cole, where
mm-hmm.
I have flown to different cities and met with Morgellons victims
uh-huh.
and videotaped the exodus of critters from their bodies.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't think you can videotape a delusion. I might be wrong, but I don't think so. in particular, I remember going down to see a dental surgeon in Los Angeles,
mm-hmm.
a medical professional like yourself,
mm-hmm.
and she had a completely different version of Morgellons. And Dr. Staninger has told me many times there's at least half a dozen different varieties.
There are.
And
everybody has lesions.
Yeah, that's right. Well, this poor woman had no lesions at all.
Right.
But she had
and it's more common in darker skinned individuals.
Yes, and she's Iranian.
Right.
And she had lost all of her nails and all of her body hair.
Right.
And she was completely delusional and very, very close to suicide. Her sister bought some Nutrisilver, sent it to her.
Mm-hmm.
She started taking it. Within a week, the suicide thoughts
went away. Right.
But it took 5 weeks for her nails to return and twice that long for her hair to begin to grow.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say all her body hair, I mean all of her body hair was gone.
Right.
And what happened was I flew down to Los Angeles, and we went to her home. She went into a jacuzzi that was at least 10 degrees hotter than it's supposed to be, and she just wanted to open up her pores.
Mm-hmm.
And then she sat on a lounge chair in her backyard, and I set up a video camera. And for hours, I sat there just watching critters coming out of her thigh.
Mm-hmm.
And no one was touching her thigh. She had no lesions. It looked like healthy flesh.
Mm-hmm.
And she reported that there was no pain or discomfort.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, I've had people who've done a purge where they've taken larger doses of Nutrisilver on their own, and animals have come out of their eyes, out of their nose, from the flesh around their lips, in their ears, in their urine, in their stool. I mean, these animals just seem to want to flee.
Mm-hmm.
I've spoken with many dermatologists who say that it's just delusions of parasitosis, and I like to engage them. I said, well, you know, I have a customer in the Bay Area, in San Francisco Bay Area, and she was 8 months pregnant when she started taking Nutrisilver, and by the time she gave birth, she was pretty much symptom-free.
Mm-hmm.
But her baby was born covered with lesions.
Mm-hmm.
So I engaged these dermatologists, and I have photos of this. I asked them, explain to me how a baby who's just come out of a water environment with no nails has scratched themselves and inserted fibers into hard lesions. Explain that to me. And, of course, they can't.
Well, it's almost like the dermatologists are just parroting what other dermatologists are saying and not really looking at the patient. Like I said, if anybody actually looks at these patients, it's obvious, number one, they're very sick. They're sick with a systemic disease, not just a skin disease.
Exactly.
And the scientific evidence is that these fibers are deep in the tissues.
Yeah.
You know, I find them deep in the chest wall. Other surgeons have found them in knee joints and in the tissues around the bones of the back.
Yeah.
You know, so obviously there's something going on here that is way more than skin deep. The skin is just one of the manifestations of the disease.
I agree with you entirely. You know,
I mean, it gets people's attention because it's so
horrible. Yeah, it's obvious on the skin, but I couldn't agree with you more.
Yeah.
Morgellons is absolutely not.
And I don't really think it's a disease. I think it is a phenomena based on an infected foreign body. And the
that is not recognized by the immune system.
That involves, you know, a genetically modified bacteria, because 100% of the people with Agrobacterium and with Morgellons have been positive for the test that Satowski did with Agrobacterium.
Yeah.
And then there's a nanotech component. Dr. Staninger says that she's seen nano alphabets come out of people. Nano alphabets are not biological, they're man-made, and they weren't meant to come out of people. The people that developed nanoalphabets didn't mean for them to have come out of people. So there's a nanotech component that Dr. Staninger is an expert on. I'm not an expert on that, but I do believe that it is an infective foreign body that has a number of different manifestations, and it is really more important to detox the patients and dissolve the fibers, and Staninger has clinical trials based on oxygen products to do that.
Yes, I'm
and,
familiar.
You know, opalin dioxy is one example, and I think we use that and Nutra oxygen. You know, the thing is that there is an infectious component, there's a foreign body component, and there's a component of a nanotech component, which I don't know that any of us know how to deal with, because I'm not sure we've ever had to deal with this before.
Yeah, and the immune system doesn't even see it because it's so small. Otherwise, the patients would have white blood count elevated, and they would be running fevers to try to fight it off.
Right.
I've seen photographs that Dr. Staninger has released publicly on Rents.com and many other venues, and one in particular comes to mind. It's a lesion that was flipped over, and I think it was 4,000X.
Mm-hmm.
And there's four what look like creatures coming out of this lesion. One looks snake-like, one looks reptilian, mm-hmm. and the other two are very clearly claws, like from mm-hmm. a lobster. Or,
yeah.
Yeah. And, I mean, this is beyond science fiction in my mind, but I'll tell you what, the thousands and thousands of customers that I have pretty much all report the same symptoms.
Yeah, they do.
The opponents say this is an internet disease. Well, explain to me how half my customers don't even have a computer.
Right, right.
Right? They don't know what's going on the internet, yet they have the same symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, let's get real about this. Morgellons is not a skin disease. I agree with you entirely. It's systemic,
but it's actually more than just a physical disease. Because when you look at the people who have been cured, there is another component, I'm telling you. There is another component that has nothing to do with the physical. And that's the thing. That's what we're working with people with. Because all these things are important. It's important to, you know, do all the things that we talk about in the protocol, and people get better. But the cures involve something else.
And that's
what's so interesting about this disease is that, just like cancer, it's not entirely physical. And many doctors wouldn't be able to understand what I just said because they don't understand the multidimensional nature of reality. But it is not solely a physical disease. It has physical manifestations.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that it's in somebody's head like a delusion. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that its origin is at a higher level than either the physical, emotional, or mental state of the patient. It is at a higher level.
At a spiritual level.
And if you do not address it at the highest level, or the causal level, I mean, it would really be the causal level. And some cancers are also the same. Some cancers are generational. Have you ever heard where there is an energy that causes cancer in each generation?
Yes, yes.
Probably the best example, I saw this on Biography the other day, because of Tippecanoe, a shaman put a curse on the presidency of the United States. And the first thing that the curse hit was Harrison. Harrison was, I guess, responsible for the winning that battle against the Indian tribe that the shaman was a part of at Tippecanoe. That was the name of it. So Harrison got elected president. He gave a two-hour inauguration speech, and he got pneumonia and died within 30 days.
Yeah.
And then every generation, which to the shaman is every 20 years, the president died in office for 7 times, either died naturally or was killed and assassinated. And the president that stopped that was Reagan. Nancy was well aware of this curse. And so she did countermeasures, evidently, according to the show. And Reagan got shot, but he didn't die.
Mm.
And then the next person that would have been killed was Bush, the second Bush. But he didn't even get shot. Or we don't know for sure, but, you know, he didn't get shot. We know that.
Well, we know he got Lyme disease.
Well, okay, but but anyway, so something that is generational, like there's been cancers that are generational.
Yeah.
There's an example. So this is at a level that is higher than the physical, emotional, or mental of the person. Okay.
Well, this really begs the next obvious question.
Mm-hmm.
For years, I had heard that the only attributable death to Morgellons were suicides.
That's not true.
many uh-huh. people tell me that their relatives have died as a direct result of Morgellons.
No, but you see, they die of infections or conditions that are not linked to the Morgellons because nobody's treating the Morgellons. Like, for example, the patient's immune systems are such that they can, you know, they can get viruses or whatever, bacteria that can cause a condition that kills them.
Yeah.
But it's never linked back to the Morgellons.
But the Morgellons is the underlying cause of death.
Well, the immune deficiency is the underlying cause of death, and it causes the Morgellons and then whatever else. So, you know, it's like, it's, I don't know. It's kind of, there was one person though that died. I read his, I read the information about him. He was paralyzed before he died.
Mm.
Did you read about him?
No.
Yeah, his doctors were accusing him of self-mutilating even after he was paralyzed.
Yeah, I think the doctors are delusional.
Well, you know, it's just, like I said, anybody who's actually seen this disease, I think the problem that many doctors have when they see this disease is that they can't wrap their minds around it.
Yeah, it's not in the book. It doesn't exist.
Well, also, just biologically, they can't.
Oh,
what is known about biology? Staninger came on my show and said, "This is a whole new biology. This is rewriting the textbooks." So, you know, there's nothing in the textbooks about genetically modified bacteria interacting with our bodies, nanotechnology interacting with our bodies. And so when these really weird things happen, like voltage changes, you know, some people say they have 27 times the voltage of normal.
Mm.
I mean, just really, and they have very weird effects on, their electromagnetic fields are all off. And that means cell phones die and, you know, computers blow up. You know, the voltage changes are very interesting.
Yeah, I've read on a lot of forums where people say to stay away from electromechanical emissions, like from computers and TVs and cell phones, that is actually contributing to the spread of Morgellons throughout their bodies.
There is evidence that strong electromagnetic fields may depress our immune system.
Yeah.
But the interesting thing is that the electromagnetic fields of at least some of the Morgellons patients, the ones that bothered to measure them, are very different than what they should be, and they have effects that we don't see in regular humans, you know.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of weird phenomena.
This is a
around
most bizarre
these patients.
Condition.
And so, therefore, when they go in and tell a doctor, you know, I had a light bulb that was off and I touched it and it went on, they start writing a prescription for them to see a psychiatrist.
Yeah, know? And psychotropic drugs.
Right.
Yeah.
So you know, but actually, many people have the same experience with the disease, okay? And I've had people say that, you know, their credit card magnetic strips don't work, their cell phones, batteries die, their... Yeah, they just. But I understand electromagnetic fields because I've interviewed Dr. Rhea, who's like the number one expert in the country on that, on my radio show. I have patients with electromagnetic sensitivity, and I've read the research coming out of Sweden and Japan about what is involved with that and how you treat it. You see, because I've done a radio show every year talking to experts all over the world with these weird diseases, I can put this in context
that
other doctors can't. And
yeah.
I'm not, and I also understand psychiatric disease. People who are delusional have certain clinical pictures. And the clinical pictures are very, very similar. If you've ever seen A Beautiful Mind. A Beautiful Mind, you know, Robert Crow did a great portrayal of a schizophrenic math professor.
Yeah, Russell Crowe is a great actor, isn't he?
And so, you know, that's what a schizophrenic looks like. Okay, a schizophrenic is actually seeing things that aren't there, but believing they are and acting on it. If you can actually see the stuff coming out of the skin, they can't be delusional because... In delusional parasitosis, which is a subcategory of schizophrenia, so first of all, you have to have a diagnosis of schizophrenia. And I don't know about you, but I can tell a schizophrenic within about 3 minutes of talking to them.
Yep.
I mean, they're very, that isn't under treatment because they're very symptomatic.
Yeah.
And they all act the same. I mean, most of them do. And so if you can see what they see, that means it's not delusional.
Yeah.
Because delusional means they see it when it isn't there.
Yes, which is just unbelievable for dermatologists who are supposedly trained, who look at your arm and see hundreds of lesions and tell you that you're delusional.
Right.
But
well, we won't go into that. The dermatologists often are not interested in systemic disease. Okay, they just want to treat the skin.
What do you attribute the lack of strong, meaningful, well-funded research to?
well that probably the people that expressed interest in the research were directed away from it by the people who fund it. How's that? I mean, you know, if you look back on genetically modified foods, you have Monsanto and Bayer.
Yeah.
If you look back on nanotechnology, you have some pretty big companies. And, you know, basically the government, at least under the Bush administration, was heavily influenced by these companies.
Yeah.
I mean, we know that. The FDA scientists exposed the FDA administration for not following science.
Well, I can tell you, Dr. Cole, that I have dozens and dozens of wholesale distributors around the world now.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them, like yourself, are MDs. Some are naturopathic doctors. Some are complementary doctors, nurse practitioners, health food stores, and people who are generally either mainstream but to a greater extent non-mainstream healthcare providers that will buy a small quantity. Their customers will buy the Nutrisilver and come back and demand more, and so these wholesalers buy more, and it just seems to be spreading more by word of mouth rather than any real scientific evidence. I'm the first to claim that I don't understand why Nutrisilver is so effective against Morgellons and Candida and Lyme.
Yeah, I think there are labs though, that are looking at it. I think that I met the other day with a scientist that is working, or well, he's a researcher. I don't know that his background is a scientist, but he's a researcher looking at nanosilver. So, and I encouraged him to you know, look at the viral thing, because I think that one of the biggest threats we have is the bird flu worldwide, and we need something that is able to control that, because the antivirals aren't doing a real good job right now.
And here you have the EPA who says, in their own words, I'm paraphrasing, if you have a spill of colloidal silver and it's less than 10,000 gallons, we don't even want to know about it.
Yeah.
And at the same time, they're saying nanosilver may be harmful to the environment, and there's strong discussion now about banning the industrial use of nanosilver. I mean, this is incredulous. This is like picking up a piece of silver off the ground, making it small, and putting it back in the ground. Well, what about the phosphorus in your laundry detergent? Is that good for the environment? But what about your urine? It's full of all these drugs and chemicals that you've ingested that are going back into the environment. Those are certainly more harmful than a benign, noble metal being returned to the environment. This is clearly political.
Russell, we're coming to the end of the show, though, so can you give the contact information one more time?
Sure. You can get to the Nutrisilver website. It's quite simple, www.nutrasilver.com. And on that site, under Contact Us, is a toll-free number, and I guess I can give that out, 888-240-2326.
Well, I want to thank you very much for joining us. I wanted to go through a few announcements, which I always fail to do, and I'm always reminded that I need to do that. We have Temple of Health radio show every Saturday. Next Saturday, Dr. Klofein will be interviewing Hillary Webb on her book, Traveling Between Worlds, looking at shamanic issues. And then on the 14th, we're doing the Astrological Karma of the USA. And on the 21st, You Can Heal Anything, Stephen Lewis. And on the 28th, To Be Announced. We have Noetic Science every third Thursday. And this week, this month, Dr. Ford will be presenting advanced specialty laboratory testing. Thank you very much for joining us on Temple of Health radio show. Please join us next week.
Don't you just hate trying on bathing suits? Wait a minute, you look great. Plastic surgery?
Not surgery. I got an endermology treatment from the experts at Plastikos.
What's endermology?
Endermology is the terrific non-surgical treatment that Europeans have been using for years to tone skin and contour the body. Endermology by Plastikos feels great, and you can see the difference it makes.
No kidding. Who do I call?
Plastikos, a leader in plastic and reconstructive surgery, is the number one center in Atlanta offering endermology. For more information and a complimentary consultation and treatment, call Plastikos at 770-457-4677. Plastikos Endermology Skin Toning and Body Contouring. 770-457-4677. I'm sick and tired of always feeling sick and tired, and I don't want to take a lot of prescription drugs to feel better. Isn't there a better way?
Millennium Healthcare offers natural solutions to your health problems. Millennium Healthcare is qualified healthcare professionals working with you to restore your health and wellness. Whether it's a caring physician, one of our natural providers, or our natural apothecary, Millennium Healthcare can help. For more information, call Millennium Healthcare at 770-390-0012. That's 770-390-0012.
Headaches, back pain, migraines, joint pain, nothing worse than the nagging, unending discomfort of daily aches and pains. If you have pain and are looking for more natural solutions to eliminate your pain, Millennium Healthcare is for you. Millennium Healthcare's professionals will work for you. For help or more information on natural pain relief, call Millennium Healthcare at 770-390-0012. That's 770-390-0012. Millennium Healthcare. Pain relief naturally.